Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. First and foremost, like to wish all of you a very happy Independence Day to all Sri Lankan citizens. Today we go across to Palakkale, to Zimbabwe, then dip down to India for our cricket results. Now, yesterday at Palakkale, we would have noticed the English were wearing black bands, and that's in memory of former seamer Tony Pigott. 1984 is when he played for England. Unfortunately, couldn't pursue his career due to injuries, but then he was a great administrator who contributed to the County Sussex, and that's why the black bands were worn by the English. Now, England beat Sri Lanka in the third T20 comprehensively by 12 runs and have given or dished out Sri Lanka a whitewash. Sri Lanka came in with three changes, two forced. One was, of course, Hasaranga with a niggle, I was told, on his left shoulder. Ishan Malinga, the seamer, is out of the T20 World Cup as well because he's nursing a serious injury on his shoulder, his bowling shoulder, and Charita Asalanka was rested. Instead, Dushmanta Chamira, Sri Lanka's premier seamer, was brought into the team with Maya Streaks and are replacing Hasaranga, the injured spinner, and, of course, Kamindo Mendis was in place of none other than Charita Asalanka. And England also rested Geoffrey Archer yesterday. Right, now let's quickly look at the scores. England deciding to bat first, 128 for 9. Sam Curran made 58, Josh Butler 25 on a very difficult wicket to bat on. Dushmanta Chamira, the seamer, 5 for 24, and Mathisa Pathirana, 2 for 27. So Sri Lanka did the damage with their seamers, not their spinners, unlike England, because Sri Lanka were bowled out for 116 runs in 19.3 overs. Pathum Nisanka looked very promising, made 23, but you have to score or bat on if you want to win games. Kusal Mendis made 26. Now, that's the trouble with the Sri Lankan top order. Jacob Bethel, the spinner, left-arm orthodox, 4 for 11, and Will Jack's off-spinner, 3 for 14. So the spinners totally took 8 wickets yesterday, with Liam Dawson also taking a wicket. And this is the reason why Sri Lanka is now having, I would say, rows of defeat, because the batters are struggling against spin. Spin to win, they say, against Sri Lanka. And that's what they need to watch out in the forthcoming World Cup. They have to be very cautious, because with the credibility reports that are around, I think teams will sort out how to beat Sri Lanka because they're very poor against spin. So a 3-0 whitewash dished out by England to Sri Lanka is an excellent achievement. Right, quickly across to Zimbabwe, England under-19 have qualified for the finals of the 50-over under-19 World Cup now being held in Zimbabwe. Batting first, the English made 277 bowled out with Thomas Straw making 100, and in Australia in reply bowled out for 250 with Oliver Perk making 100 as well. But then Oliver Perk was having lots of problems with injuries while he was batting. So England into the finals. Now, who will they face? Is it India or is it Afghanistan? We'll know today because India will play against Afghanistan in the second semi-final. So congratulations to England because they are the first team to qualify for the finals. Off to the women's WIPL. Gujarat Giants 168 for 7 and DC, Delhi Capitals 169 for 3. So Delhi Capitals, led by Jemima Rodrigues, have won this game in just 15.4 overs. We'll quickly run through the points table. Five teams are taking part in the Indian Premier League, and here is the points table. 8 games have been completed. RCB Royal Challengers Bangalore, top of the tree with 12 points. Gujarat Giants, led by Ashley Gardner, with 10 points. Delhi Capitals, led by Jemima Rodrigues, 8 points. Mumbai Indians, led by Harmanpreet Kaur, 6 points. The former champions languishing in 4th place, and UP Warriors, just 4 points. We also had some warm-up games yesterday. The United Arab Emirates, I mean warm-up games for the T20 World Cup. United Arab Emirates versus Nepal. Nepal winning that game by 7 wickets. UAE batting first made 145 for 6 wickets, and Nepal getting the target 148 for 3. Zimbabwe also beat Netherlands in a warm-up game yesterday. Zim made 178 for 9, and Netherlands bowled out for 149. So Zimbabwe winning by 29 runs. Sri Lanka A were beaten by Oman in a warm-up game. Sri Lanka A batting first made 145 for 9, and Oman got to the target in the 18th over 146 for 5. So Oman win by 5 wickets. Let's take a look at the games coming up today. Of course, in the under-1950 over World Cup, that will decide the final. Finalists will play against England. India will take on Afghanistan. And of course, we also have another very interesting warm-up game in the T20 version for the World Cup. India play against South Africa. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Piris. Spin your record, enjoy the day. And once again, on behalf of all of us here on www.gofgold, wish you a very happy and a prosperous Independence Day, Sri Lanka.